The jury in the Aisling Murphy murder trial has heard Josef Puszka told Gorthy, "I am the murderer." Notwithstanding that, as you now know, Mr. Puszka has pleaded not guilty in the trial that continues before the Central Criminal Court and is being watched, as always, by our court's correspondent, Frank Graney. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning, Will.
Tell us more about the evidence heard yesterday.
Well, most of the evidence yesterday related to this admission that Josef Puszka is said to have made in a hospital bed in Dublin 2 days after he is alleged to have murdered Aisling Murphy. And the jury had already heard evidence about how he ended up in St. James's Hospital in Dublin 8. We heard evidence during the week from paramedics and from Gardaí, who responded to a call to attend an apartment in Crumlin in Dublin, where they found Mr. Puszka in a bedroom with apparent stab wounds to his stomach area. He was then taken, as we know, by ambulance to St. James's Hospital, where he told a Garda that he had been attacked in Blanchardstown the previous day. Now, as it turns out, there had been a stabbing incident in Blanchardstown the previous day, and this was the same day that Aisling Murphy was killed along the Grand Canal in Tullamore, the 12th of January last year. And one of the Gardaí who spoke with him in hospital that day gave evidence yesterday, a Garda, Conor Newman, and he said that when he left the hospital that evening, again, this was the 13th of January last year, he said that he wasn't satisfied with the answers that Mr. Puszka had gave them in relation to this alleged attack in Blanchardstown. He said that he didn't give them a clear line of inquiry to go on. He said he knew there was more to the story, that there were holes in Mr. Pushka's story. So when they returned to Blanchardstown Garda station, they relayed all of that to their supervising officer, who then contacted the incident room in Tullamore, where obviously the investigation into Aisling's murder was in full flow. And the reason he made that phone call was because Mr. Puszka had told his officers that he had travelled from Tullamore to Dublin on the day that Aisling was killed, and he claimed that that's then when he was attacked by two men in Blanchardstown. One of his members had taken a photograph of some scratches on Mr. Pushka's left hand, so he sent that on to a member of the investigation team in Tullamore then. And on the back of that conversation and having seen that photograph, a decision was made to send two of the investigating officers from Tullamore to St. James's Hospital in Dublin to speak with Josef Puszka. Now, they were not in a position to speak to him that evening on the 13th. We heard that he was either in surgery or was recovering after having an operation. So they left, went back to Tullamore, but they returned to Dublin the following day, and they spoke to him on two occasions. We heard that the first was in the afternoon when they told him that they were investigating Aisling's murder. And again, Mr. Puszka told them what he was doing in Dublin the day before. He told them about this alleged knife attack in Blanchardstown. And at one point during this conversation, on the 14th, during the afternoon, they asked him if he had a bike. And he said that he had a bike, but that it had been stolen from outside his house in Mucklagh a couple of weeks beforehand. He was asked to describe that bike. He said it was a medium-sized bike. It was black and green, black at the back of the bike, green at the front. He was asked about the colour of the handlebars. He said they were black, but he wasn't sure. And he was asked specifically then if he was cycling in the Tullamore area the day before, to which he replied no. Now, that conversation ended in the afternoon, but they did return later that evening. We heard that Sergeant Pamela Nugent from Tullamore Garda Station had a search warrant for the hospital, which she executed that evening. And then we heard about a conversation that they had with Mr. Puszka.
I presume all of this was through a translator.
That's right. On both occasions, and indeed when Gardaí from Blanchardstown had spoken to Mr. Puszka the day before, the services of an interpreter were engaged over the phone. This interpreter was put on loudspeaker, and all of the conversations then were relayed to them through this interpreter on loudspeaker. And once that search warrant was executed on the hospital by Sergeant Nugent, as I say, she and Detective Sergeant Jennings explained the warrant to Mr. Puszka. At this point, he had been moved to a private room from the shared ward that he had been in earlier. This was about 6:30 that evening on the 14th of January last year. And Detective Sergeant Jennings said that he asked Mr. Pushka if he had heard of the murder of Ashling Murphy. Mr. Pushka said that he had, that he had read it in the newspaper. And he said then, through the interpreter, Mr. Pushka asked if he was a suspect. And Detective Sergeant Jennings told him that he was a person of interest. He said at this point, Yosef Pushka paused for a few seconds. He described it as a notable pause. He said Mr. Pushka then spoke through the interpreter, who said that he wanted to make an official statement that he committed the murder. And as you say, Mr. Pushka then went on to say, I did it. I murdered. I am the murderer.
And again, for the record, once the trial commenced, it is his position that he is pleading not guilty.
Yeah, absolutely. And once that admission was made in the hospital bed, Detective Jennings cautioned him immediately. He told him he was not obliged to say anything unless he wished to do so, but that anything that he did say would be taken down in writing and maybe given in evidence. And he did speak about how he had taken notes, Detective Sergeant Jennings, about this conversation. And they were presented to the jurors yesterday. Copies of them were handed out to the jury box. And as soon as he cautioned him, he said that he offered Mr. Pushka a solicitor, but he said that Mr. Pushka didn't have one. He did want to speak to one, though, so arrangements were made to allow that to happen. And once that caution was made, D.S. Jennings told the jury that he could no longer ask Mr. Pushka any questions, but he said Mr. Pushka just kept talking, so he kept taking down what he was saying. And those notes again were read out yesterday, and he said, the reason I didn't answer the question, the reason I am pleading guilty, I don't want anything bad to happen to my family. I feel guilty. I regret it. The notes we heard were offered to him to sign them. D.S. Jennings accepted that he didn't read them back over to Mr. Pushka, but he said that Mr. Pushka was watching him as he was taking those notes down during that conversation. He reminded him that everything would be written down. He said that Mr. Pushka understood, that he was nodding his head. And Pushka then asked the following. When he said that he committed the murder, he said that he didn't do it intentionally. And he then expressed some concern for his family. He asked if his family would be safe. He was concerned that the family of the girl could harm his family. He said that he would prefer if his address was not published. He queried if his name would be published in newspapers. He reiterated how sorry he was and how he regretted it. He said that he didn't do it intentionally. And Detective Sergeant Jennings assured him that the girl's family were good people, that they wouldn't harm his family, that the Gardaí wouldn't harm his family. He left the room at one stage then, and he said that when he left, Mr. Pushka was concerned for himself. He was showing remorse. He was upset. He was crying. And under cross-examination yesterday, Detective Sergeant Jennings was asked what Mr. Pushka's status was at that point during that conversation. And he said that in his mind, he was a person of interest. And Mr. Bowman, who is representing Mr. Pushka, said that that was curious because the senior investigating officer in the case, Superintendent Pat O'Callaghan, had kept notes of various jobs that were given out from the incident room in Tullamore. And on the 13th of January last year, again, that was the day after Ashling was killed, his notes said members were sent to the hospital to see what the suspect looks like. And when that was put to Detective Sergeant Jennings yesterday, he said that he couldn't speak for Superintendent O'Callaghan. And he also said that he didn't believe that Mr. Pushka was in any discomfort or pain during that conversation in the hospital.